Dakle, zločinci, umjesto da su od međunarodne zajednice adekvatno sankcionisani i kažnjeni,
so we have a situation where these criminals, instead of being properly punished,
oni su bogato nagrađeni.
They have been rewarded, richly rewarded,
pod pristankom međunarodne zajednice,
with the international community concurring.
Albanci na Kosovu i Metohiji proglašavaju pre godinu dana nezavisnu državu Kosovo.
They were given, the Albanians were given the independence on a silver salver as a reward for all the crimes they've committed.
Te države koje su im omogućili da počine sve te zločine veoma brzo su priznali to bezakonje koje su učinili protiv međunarodnog prava.
All those states, all those countries which have condoned these crimes very quickly recognized the independence of Kosovo.
I u takvim uslovima preostali dio našega naroda, jedna trećina, živi danas na Kosovu i Metohiji još uvijek.
And under appalling conditions, the one remaining third of our population, which is still here in Kosovo, lives to this day.
Čuli ste za arhipelag Gulag,
Aleksandra
Solženicina.
I'm sure you have heard of the name Aleksandar Solženicin, right? And his big book called Archipelago Gulag, Gulag Archipelago. You know what Gulag is, right? Concentration camps.
Mi danas živimo na kosovskom Gulagu, na kosovskom arhipelagu.
Well, welcome to Kosovo, Gulag Archipelago.
Jer se naš narod nalazi u takozvanim enklavama.
Because our people live in the so-called enclaves,
koji su kao manja ili veća ostrva,
which are really bigger or smaller islands,
u moru albanskog neprijateljskog okruženja.
An archipelago in the sea of Albanians.
Kakav je naš život ovdje danas?
So what can be our life like in this archipelago?
To je život naroda, ljudi, koji su lišeni svih mogućih ljudskih prava.
This is a life of men and women and children who are deprived of every kind of human rights.
Lišeni su prava na život.
No right to live.
Jer su nas ubijali gdje god su nas primetili.
Because everywhere they can catch us, they can kill us with impunity.
Pravo na slobodu kretanja.
We have no freedom of movement.
Jer izvan ovih malih enklava, gdje god bi Srbin krenuo, stavio je svoju glavu u opasnost da bude ubijen.
Because you cannot leave an enclave without risking your life.
Prava na slobodu rada, mogućnost rada i života od svoga rada.
We have no freedom to work and to enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Lišili smo normalnih uslova za obrazovanje naše djece i omladine.
We have no right to educate our children, to have normal conditions in which our children can be educated.
Lišili smo normalne zdravstvene zaštite.
We have no health protection.
Jer svi gradovi na Kosovu i Metohiji, koji su bili multietnički do 99. godine,
because all the towns in Kosovo which used to be multi-ethnic before 1999,
postali su jednonacionalni gradovi,
have become a single ethnic, a
union ethnic, u kojima žive samo Albanci,
ethnically pure and clean towns where only Albanians live.
Evo vam primjer.
For instance,
u Prištini,
Priština,
do 99. godine živjelo je 40.000 Srba.
In 1999, there were 40,000 Serbian inhabitants of Priština.
Danas ih nema ni stotinu.
We don't have 100 yet.
Tako je sa svim ostalim gradovima.
And that is the case of all other
Prizren, Beč, Uroševac,
Prizren, Uroševac,
Đakovica i svi ostali gradovi,
and all other towns,
sem Kosovske Mitrovice,
with the exception of Kosovska Mitrovica,
tamo je ostao jedan broj Srba da živi.
Where a sizable proportion of Serbs still live.
I međunarodnoj zajednici to smeta.
And the international community is really rather upset by the fact that the situation in Kosovska Mitrovica is okay.
Žele da tu enklavu potpune pod vlasti takozvane nezavisne države Kosovo.
And they would like to bring Kosovska Mitrovica, that rather large enclave of the Serbs, under the administration of the so-called Kosovo state.
Mi to doživljamo kao veliku nepravdu.
Of course, we experience it, we see it as a great injustice.
Na okupaciju svoje teritorije.
We experience it as occupation.
I država Srbija, i srpski narod nikada neće priznati odvajanje Kosova i Metohije od Srbije.
And Serbia as a state and the Serbian government as a government of their sovereign state and the Serbian people will never recognize the separation of Kosovo from Serbia.
Niti će priznati takozvano nezavisno Kosovo.
They will never recognize the so-called independent Kosovo.
Mi smo u našoj istoriji
in our history,
imali mnogo puta okupatore na svojoj teritoriji.
We've lived through many occupations, many foreign occupations.
I danas je Kosovo i Metohija pod okupacijom.
And so we are living through another occupation.
Ali iz istorije znamo.
But we also know our history.
Da je svaka okupacija privremena and i prolazna.
And we know that all these occupations were temporary and ephemeral.
Nijedna nije ostala da traje večno.
None of them has remained forever.
Čak i turska okupacija koja je trajala 500 godina na ovim prostorima.
And even the Turkish occupation, which was longish, 500 centuries.
Završila se i mi smo ponovo živjeli u slobodi.
After 500 years, they were gone.
Nadamo se,
we're free.
Nadamo se, da kraj ove okupacije nećemo toliko dugo čekati.
We hope that this occupation is not going to last that long.
Da će oslobođenje doći mnogo ranije.
And that our liberation will come much sooner.
Do tada spremni smo da trpimo i da ostanemo na svojim prostorima.
For now, we are ready to suffer, to endure, to bear it all, and to remain here.
Eto, toliko u najkraćim crtama.
There you have it.
O stanju na Kosovu i Metohiji.
About the situation in Kosovo and Metohija.
Možda je ovo nova lekcija za vas.
Maybe it's a new take on something that you have heard about before.
Možda je to tvrda beseda.
Maybe this was harsh, maybe my words were harsh.
Ali znajte da je istinita.
But they were true.
Jer ja kao episkop Crkve Božije samo govorim činjenice, a činjenice su jezik istine.
Because as a bishop of the Holy Orthodox Church, I speak the truth. I cannot lie to you.
Hvala vam.
Thank you very much.